The North Slope community of Dead Horse is an unusual place. Its number one purpose is to serve the oil field it's next to, Prudhoe Bay. There are no houses, there's no downtown, no parks, just a series of industrial lots and gravel roads in the middle of the tundra. But Dead Horse does have a store, and the man who runs it is retiring this month after 42 years. Elizabeth Harbaugh has the story as part of the new series, Midnight Oil, from Alaska's Energy Desk.
If you find yourself in Dead Horse and you need some paint, an energy drink, or a book about Sarah Palin, you'll need to go to the Prudhoe Bay General Store. It's the only store in town.
Which we do industrial hoses also through all of this. Copy paper. We sell it. We sell everything.
Dave Pritchard manages the general store, which is what people usually call it instead of its official name, Brooks Range Supply.
I always call us the mall.
Pritchard's been clocking in at Prudhoe Bay since 1975, longer than oil has flowed through the Trans-Alaska pipeline. He started out working as a roustabout for a tug and barge company. After that, he took a job with a supply company that eventually bought up the general store. And over the next few decades, Pritchard's worked his way to the top.
And then I've done the sales, I've been purchasing, I've done a little bit of everything. I was assistant manager for years, done the welding supply counter.
Except for the occasional adventurous tourist driving the Dalton Highway, Pritchard's customers are mostly oil workers. And the oil industry never stops. So when Pritchard's on duty, he doesn't stop either.
We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we're open Christmas, we're open Thanksgiving, we're open every holiday. We're working.
More than 15,000 oil workers move through Dead Horse every month, but nobody lives there full time. Pritchard works two and twos, 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off, a pretty common schedule for the North Slope workers. When he's off, Pritchard flies to his house in Cincinnati or a condo in Florida. Pritchard says that might sound great, but it takes a special kind of person to work where he does.
There's a lot of people that come up can't handle the dark. There's a lot of people up here can't handle the light.
Plus, he says, the 2 weeks away from home can be tough for families. Pritchard's never been married and doesn't have kids. And he's seen a lot over the last 42 years, including some big changes. Back in the 70s and 80s, Pritchard says things could get a little crazy.
When Alaska Airlines first came up here, they had brought Playboy bunnies and beer kegs.
Did you see the Playboy bunnies and the beer kegs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was at that party.
Today, oil workers aren't allowed to drink once they land at Prudhoe Bay. Things are more tranquil nowadays. And Pritchard doesn't mind that. Working in the middle of the tundra, hundreds of miles away from the nearest city, he's become more in tune with nature's patterns.
All of a sudden, you'll see the foxes will be plentiful. And then the squirrels won't be that many squirrels. All of a sudden, all the squirrels around and the foxes aren't that many because they birth that way. You know, it's a cycle.
Another cycle Pritchard's gotten used to is fluctuations in oil prices.
I've seen it going both ways, and I've gone through about three or four ups and downs. And right now we're on a big down thing, but, you know, it happened in the 80s, it happened in the 90s, and now it's happened in the 2000s.
Brooks Range Supply isn't an oil company, but like every other business in Dead Horse, it's suffering through the latest oil price slump. Pritchard says it's hard. They've had to cut jobs and limit the number of hours employees can work. But pretty soon, Pritchard won't have to worry about that. He retires this month. I ask him what he thinks the future holds for the Prudhoe Bay General Store.
Well, the future won't have me here. I'm kind of looking forward to that. But it all depends on the price of oil and the way things go. I always joke my father, oh, you pay too little for your gas right now. And he laughs at me and says, yeah, I know what you mean.
Pritchard's last day at the general store is the 27th. After his final flight lifts off from Prudhoe Bay, he's looking forward to golfing and spending more time with his dad. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
This story is part of our series, Midnight Oil, about the pipeline that shaped Alaska. Next week, we'll look at why it was so hard to find oil in Prudhoe Bay.